Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Coach's Corner, where we speak with other coaches and people who inspire, move, and motivate others to action. Listeners will learn about coaching, the many coaching niches, and have an opportunity to ask questions of the many wonderful coaches who are my guests. I'm Coach Andrew Poritz from Ingenuity Coaching. I help people discover and fulfill their passions and greatness, and my mission is to inspire and challenge you to dream big dreams, and with my coaching, help you to manifest those dreams into reality. You can visit my website at www.myfuturecoach.com. If you're listening live and you want to call in with a question, the phone number here is 646-929-2893. You'll be able to listen to the show on the phone, and if you press the number 1, that will let me know you want to ask a question. We also have a live chat room right on the show page where you can join in and ask questions there. Tonight's show is special for a couple of reasons. First, it's Friday. It's a Friday show instead of my usual Thursday night show, in order to bring you a very special guest. And this special guest is the first time I'm having a repeat guest in the nearly year that I've been doing the show. This is my first show with Thomas Mangum. Last year was my second most downloaded show, with only the deathbed chat I had with our mutual friend, the late Nava Piatka, getting more listens. Now, Thomas Mangum is one of the country's top experts in networking and helping business owners increase their sales by building deeper, more connected relationships with their clients and attracting new strategic partnerships that deliver the results they desire in their business. Each year, he helps thousands of business owners who would rather not spend all day cultivating relationships increase the lifetime value of their business by building lifetime client value. As an accomplished radio talk show host, interviewer, and mastermind facilitator, Thomas has interviewed scores of thought leaders from around the world who are creating remarkable results from the power of relationships. He has the unique ability to help you look good for less. With the motto of skip the small talk and move directly to the large talk, Thomas shows a rare depth and breadth of skills for creating rapid rapport, building trust, and remarkable credibility. His touchstone core value is it's not what you say or even what you do, it's how you make them feel. And you can learn more about Thomas at www.connectwiththomas.com. Thomas Mangum, are you here?
I'm here, Coach Andrew. It's so great to kind of bring it together with you in the New York City and me over on the West Coast in San Diego.
Yo, east-west, east-west.
Yes.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about. Okay. I just had to do that, right?
You know what? Yeah, I heard your reputation precedes you because here you are in New York City.
And
your reputation precedes you because you're doing this late night show. And do you get a little wild? Is that how it works?
Yeah, you know, for me, 9:30 at night is New York time. That's called we're just going out now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Perfect. That's perfect then.
Yeah, it's not quite the late night thing, but this is actually me normally.
Oh my gosh!
Case may be.
So what the heck can I do for you tonight?
Well,
I know you want to talk about mastermind groups.
I do.
Was there something you were curious about?
A lot of people. In fact, I was briefly with a bunch of friends tonight, and one of them, who is actually somebody who is very. Well-known in the financial world, and I told her about this, and she said, what's a mastermind group? And so I realized that not everyone knows what a mastermind group is. So I know what a mastermind group is, but I'm going to ask you, Thomas, to tell us more about mastermind groups. So let's start with, what is a mastermind group?
Well, I'll give you the short definition, Andrew, and then let's just go with questions from there.
Okay.
And because I think it's, the term is bantered about all over the place, and I like to settle in on a very basic definition, and this is what I tell people. A mastermind group is nothing more than two or more people coming together with a common vision and in the spirit of harmony. Now, if we just take a look at that particular definition, shoot, that's different than when a lot of people get together for a meeting, because it's certainly not in the spirit of harmony, and it's really interesting because it only needs two or more people, And as a matter of fact, I always remember the definition. This is part of the definition that came from a long time ago. Napoleon Hill wrote this book, Think and Grow Rich.
Absolutely.
And a lot of people attribute the first time they heard about the term mastermind group from that particular book. And in it, he said something very similar. Two or more people coming together in a spirit of harmony with a common vision. And when people come together in a spirit of harmony with that common vision, a third or mastermind evolves out of it. And that's kind of where the term kind of came from. But if we think about it, shoot, mastermind groups have been around since the beginning of history. I mean, Jesus and the disciples could be called a mastermind group.
Sure.
They came together in the spirit of harmony, right? They came together with a common vision. Our founding fathers were a mastermind group as well. So not a really, it's actually an ancient concept that's just getting a lot of buzz and playtime now, I believe.
And I am also one of those people who first heard the term reading Think and Grow Rich, I would say probably 11 or 12 years ago. Mm-hmm. So I'm in that circle. And funny, I never think of it as two or more, just because my mind tends to go to groups as being more than two. I think that would be a mastermind couple.
Yes, you know, I'm being kind of literal with keeping it really, really, really simple. But we really, oftentimes we see mastermind groups with 4 to 5 people. I mean, ideally, you know, if I was going to put one together, I like to see somewhere between 4 and 6 people. 5 seems to be about a magic number.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe it's just because it's just odd enough, and I'm a little odd. So I like 5.
Okay. Well, 5 will get you 10 old Mackeys back in town.
Yeah, well, I love having conversations with you.
Because you never know where we're going to go.
You're so funny. And no, you got a lot of humor to it, because I can get really serious, I guess.
You have to level 11. You have to balance the seriousness with humor. I find that's for me, it's probably the other way around. I've had to come around to balance the humor with the serious. But I think most people are need a little bit more levity.
Hey, can I throw out just a little bit of a couple other elements of a mastermind group?
Absolutely.
Right? You know, I'm kind of putting myself in the position of, if I'm listening to our little chat right now, I'd still be scratching my head going, okay, gosh, two or more people, okay, in the spirit of harmony and a common vision, well, okay, how is that still different than a little chat or
mm-hmm.
getting together for a meeting? And there are a couple elements of a mastermind group which I suspect, even if you've heard of a mastermind group, you're going to be really surprised I say this. Because these are the things, next things I'm going to share with you are the things that truly create a mastermind group versus just another meeting or a get-together. And one of them is that the time that you have for everyone in the mastermind group is divided equally among the members.
Mm.
So you don't have a dominant speaker and a passive speaker. You know, we get together for a meeting or a chat, there's always somebody more dominant. There's in the conversation, and somebody else that's maybe a little bit more passive. And one of the keys to a really great mastermind group, the ones that you hear written about, the ones that they call it magic that comes out of it, or what Napoleon Hill called this third mastermind comes out of it, this energy that you came to the mastermind group with a certain energy, and then when you went away, if you interviewed everybody, the members would say, oh my gosh, I came away with so much more than I gave. Well, who missed out? Where did the extra energy come from? Well, it just came from this third mastermind, which is something Napoleon Hill talked about. Now, that may be kind of a little woo-woo for folks, but the fact is there are certain elements to a mastermind group that you can cause that to happen. And like I said, one of them is dividing the time equally. And another is having something that I like to call a code of honor. And I haven't seen this in a lot of places. People don't talk about this a lot. A code of honor by which we adhere to. So, for instance, Andrew, if you and I were in a mastermind group, we would have something by which we held ourselves accountable. There are just principles through which that you know what, if we're going to get together every other week in this little group and we're going to support each other in our business, then we're going to be there on time. We're going to be completely honest with each other. We're not going to gossip. We're going to be as factual as possible. Those are just possible things that we might adhere to. And the cool thing is this is something that you and I are both enrolled in, so there's not like separate hidden agendas.
So we'd be enrolled into these, I would call them standards or agreements that are something that we all say, yeah, I'm behind that.
Absolutely. Yeah, everybody calls it a little bit different. I just call it a code of honor because I guess I kind of I come from a military background, and
you do.
This is something. Absolutely. I was 10 years in the military.
I did not know that.
Well, this is why we have chats.
The things that I learn about you.
Well, you're looking through and you're like, that's not on your bio.
That's not in there anywhere.
No, I don't really brag about it too much.
Well,
but I think it's part of...
just for that, you have to drop down and give me 20 right now. For not.
Oh, man. Okay. Oh, man. You know, no. We got people on here listening. We have people
investing
their time. And you know what? I didn't even thank everybody. I wanted to make sure that everybody, you know, if you come to this show and are listening to us, I want to let you know is that I take that very seriously. And I definitely, you know, we want to have fun here and kind of edutain you, as they say, you know, educate you and entertain you, because you have a choice of where to spend your time, and I just really appreciate that, you know, you're coming and listening and finding out a little bit more about Mastermind Groups. So there you go.
Well, that's great, and I want to thank you for actually doing that. That's terrific.
Yeah. So Mastermind Group is leveraged time, Andrew. It is highly leveraged time, because I think folks that, you know, go down the road and create a mastermind group instead of, it's great if you get together with some of your peers and you decide you want to have a support group or something like that, that's terrific, in an open chat forum or a rap session, I guess it's an old term, that kind
mm-hmm.
of thing. That's terrific. A mastermind group can be as illusory or as tight as you really want it to be, depending upon the performance that you want to get from this particular group. And that's why I always go back to this code of honor. Because you and I can decide how tight we want to hold ourselves accountable. You know, and that's so important to build trust. Because if we say we're going to get together every other week, Andrew, and at a certain time on the phone, and we're going to come and support each other in our business, and we don't have a little discussion about how important or how it is a priority in our life, well, you know, it might be a high priority for me and not a high priority for you, and then, you know, I find you missing the call or you postponing and things like that, that, you know, it's hard to get a really good level of performance because maybe at some core level I start resenting it. And, you know, I don't want to tell you about it because, you know, for whatever reason. And that's just not smart.
Definitely not smart. You know, I'd love to hear some examples of what kinds of masterminds, you know, either that you've been a part of or that you know about, that have caused some really interesting things to happen.
Absolutely. That's an excellent, excellent question. Mastermind groups, there are all different kinds of mastermind groups, and quite often they are probably the top two that – I'll just give you two examples right now. One is I just nicknamed the idea potluck. And that is, a mastermind group can be, let's say I'm going to pick on you right now, and we're going to have an idea potluck around Coach Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got a different question going on. You've got some burning question you want to throw out. Let's say you want to better monetize your radio show. Let's pick on this radio show.
That's,
you know,
a
like,
beautiful
man,
thing.
I'd really,
yes.
There you go, right?
Yes.
I thought you might.
Okay.
And so you're like, man, I just love doing my radio show, and I just need some ideas. I'd really love to see how I can monetize it and also keep it really authentic. So what you could do is you could call some buddies and say, listen, could you come and help me mastermind some ideas? You might have heard that term used that way. And so everyone comes, and everyone is actually focused on you at that particular time for that particular mastermind group. And what's kind of cool about that is it's sort of like your board of advisors. We're not talking about me. We're not talking about David. We're not talking about John. We're not talking about Susan. Anyone else that comes to this group, we're focused on you. That's all.
Hello?
Came. They didn't come
oh,
to
you,
talk about
you
each
just
other.
Dropped,
they
you came. Just dropped out there, by the way, for the last 15 seconds.
No. Oh. Sorry about that.
Yeah, completely dropped.
Give me the last piece. Give me the last piece, and I'll pick it up.
You were talking about the various names of people and Susan and.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, so all these folks come, and we're going to focus in on being of service to you, and we're going to focus in on giving you ideas. And here's the thing. We didn't come to be heard that day. We came to participate and focus on you for a period of time. So that's one type of mastermind group. I just nicknamed it the Idea Potluck. Now, let's move to probably one of the most common mastermind groups that I see and I'm often involved in because people will hire me and bring me on to help facilitate these for them. And that is a mastermind group where... Let's use the same example. We have you, we have Susan, we have David, we have John, and me. And we're a part of the mastermind group. We're all here to support our business. And that's our common vision. Notice when I first started, it was two or more people coming together in the spirit of harmony.
Yes.
And for a common vision. So our common vision is to support our business because we all want to build our businesses. And the idea here is that that's our common vision, and then our code of honor is whatever we make it. Let's just say we'll always be on time. We'll always tell the truth to each other no matter what. We're not being mean if we give you advice. That's what you're asking for.
Yes.
You're asking for something. I don't need a bunch of yes people. I want people to help me to really shine the light. And because that's going to cause some growth, right? And we all adhere to this, so we're all enrolled in that. And we just kind of, you know, we meet every other week. Let's say, for instance, on the phone for an hour. We divide the time equally, and we just buzz on around the group. And we each throw out a question. And then all of us focus in on that person that actually has the question. So like in this case, let's say you have your question. And you throw out, hey, how can I better monetize my radio show? And all of us, and then you're just going to shut up. We're not going to want any more input from you because we want to maximize the time, and we're going to throw out ideas. And you're going to take notes. Nate, that's your job, is take notes and receive. And when your time is up, we move on over to John. So what's different in this particular format for a mastermind group is there's not all the back and forth. And there's not you responding to how you like the ideas or anything like that because we want to make good use of time. Because, Andrew, here's the deal. If we make good use of the time, we give you lots of ideas. When we get off the phone, then you can follow up with us if you liked one of those ideas. Our job was to come up with lots of ideas for you on the phone.
Excellent. I like this.
How is that? Now, there must have been a question that came out of what I explained, so I want to keep it concise.
At the moment, I don't have any question.
Okay.
It seemed pretty clear to me.
Yeah, because you know me. I mean, in fact, there's probably some listeners. I know some people that I know. In fact, I'm getting text messages and tweets, and it's like, I'm listening to you.
Oh, cool.
I like that. And you know, I know I can have a tendency because I'm getting so excited about mastermind groups and the power, not just because it's a cool format, but because I see results all the time. I mean, high leverage stuff. And that's what I get excited about. So I can go on and on and maybe over explain it. So, you know, I want to keep it as simple as possible.
No, I think it's one of these things that's probably so simple that, like, it's why didn't I think of this type of simplicity?
Well, I love that you said that because it's a simple concept, and unfortunately, it is one of those things that, and I've been called in to teach at workshops and you know teach groups of people about mastermind groups, and so often it can get into the well, what if? It's one of those things. It's like, well, you know, what happens when this happens, or you know, how do I do this? And actually, I think a lot of questions are distractions. Now, we're going to use our time today to make sure we get as many questions as we can answer. Though, at the end of the day, and at the end of the call, I think a lot of questions just need to go by the wayside, and people need to simply experiment and jump in. Jump in and experiment, because that is one of the biggest things I see getting in the way of people getting really cool results from mastermind groups, is they simply don't start one. Sounds simple. Happens all the time, though.
So what's the best way to start one?
Perfect. Well, number one is you want to find out, well, you know, just like anything, it's like, well, why do I want to get together with a group of people? Find a common vision. Is it to support me in building my business? Is it to get together with other real estate investors, say, for instance, because we want to share ideas and just be with some like-minded people? Is it a group of singles that want to get together? Whatever the reason, I mean, just name your reason. You want to be somewhat clear on the reason, because then you want to send a note out to some people that you might want to mastermind with, and say, listen, I'm thinking about putting some people together, a handful of people, that we can get together on a regular basis and focus and help each other, whatever. Insert the blank, like build our businesses, for instance. And that's one of the starts. I mean, that's a big deal, is you want to float the idea. And then my suggestion with folks is, you know, get together a handful of people and then have an information call. Get a conference line, and if this, I don't know if this might be new to some of the listeners here, is that there are free conference call lines, no-cost conference, freeconference.com, that kind of stuff.
Right.
Just have a, you know, don't let that get in your way. I'd suggest getting together on a conference bridge line so all of you can talk. And just have an information get-to-know-you session about, hey, this is my idea. I'd really love to get together with some people. Maybe we could meet on the phone for an hour every other week, and we can mastermind. And that's the first thing. So that's a big step.
Now, would you say, so most of the time it would sound like that these things are telephonically based. Do you do any? Have you been involved in any face-to-face masterminds?
Yeah, that's a great question. Thank you for asking that, Andrew. Yeah, I find, for me, it's really high leverage to use the phone time, because I can plug in anywhere in the world. I mean, I have participated in my mastermind group literally all over the world. Doesn't matter if I'm in London or Milan, which I actually did. I called into my mastermind group on time. That's my favorite. I have participated, it's been probably, might have been 4 years now that I participated in my last live one, and that was with a group of real estate investors in San Diego, and we were all learning real estate investing and that kind of thing, and we used to get together at the local Starbucks every other week for an hour and a half mastermind group live. Works the same way.
Interesting. Now, I, what about like a combination? Have you ever seen where there's, for example, several people in a room and then there's a conference bridge, one of those devices? It used to be very popular.
It's really interesting you mentioned that, because I've done that twice. I haven't had a lot of experiences with it, but it was just kind of like a meeting. I remember this woman, she runs a company called Dating Directions in Ohio, and she had a group of her clients, and they had called me. It wasn't really a mastermind group, but this just goes to show it's possible. And she had engaged me to come and talk as be a guest speaker for this group. Well, I thought it was very creative, because she had that kind of conference system at her office, and she had said all these clients of people that she was coaching. And she had me call in, and then we had a question and answer session and the whole thing. So it's perfectly possible to do a hybrid if you want to have someone in your mastermind group that just can't be there.
For some reason, the thought of Charlie from Charlie's Angels popped into my mind.
You know, that's really funny, because this woman that owns Dating Directions, which a phenomenal firm, but I think she really provides a great service. It's a very personalized, I wouldn't say dating service, I don't know the right term, but it's all on the up and up. It's all, you know, it's It's all very good. And she deals with really busy professional, you know, professional women. And so it's all women. And then they call me in. And it was really funny because we had a joke. I know I'm going off tangent on this one.
It's okay.
But it's we had this. We were sort of a joke because they were joking around. They said, "Hey, Thomas, do you think we could hire you to be man on call, like when we want advice about from a man's point of view?" And I thought that was an ingenious idea of like man on call. I like that. Yeah.
Wow, there's like that manoncall.com. There we go. That could be another thing.
Yeah, I don't even want to go to that site because it may be.
I just made it up, actually, so I didn't actually go there. I just imagined it. You know, the funny thing, now we're in this world, whatever you say, it's almost everything you could possibly think of. There's already a website that somebody else had that thought for. Yeah, it's so hard to find a good one.
You know, this is probably a good time to clarify since we threw out a website there. Listen, ignore what we just said before as far as we were just making a joke about a website. ConnectWithThomas.com is the correct website. So, and if anybody's listening right now, and already you might be kind of scratching your head of going, okay, I'm still not getting it, or can you just help me with this, or can you just send me something or whatever. I was talking with Coach Andrew before I started, and I just made up this mastermind guide, this simple, very simple report, which I'm happy to share it with you. But you got to go to connectwiththomas.com and send me a note. And it's not a gimmick or anything like that. It's just not published yet. I haven't put it out, but I know some people like things in writing. So there you go.
Well, as you can imagine, you're going to be getting a note from me as soon as the show is over, because I want one.
All right, sweet. You know, I got to tell you, this is one of – I want to tell you why I really would like to share why I'm so passionate about putting the word out about mastermind groups, because I'm a little irritated and about what's going on out there. It's a pet peeve of mine. And I've seen the term mastermind group is getting bantered about all over the place. People are talking about it more. You're seeing it on – you're just seeing it in a lot more high-profile places. And – if I ask people, it says, "Oh, are you in a mastermind group?" "Oh, well, no, but I heard they're awesome." Andrew, I hear this all the time, and it is time to stop the madness. It's time for people to get plugged into mastermind groups because there are just some silly, silly reasons, but apparently big reasons that people aren't in mastermind groups. Because I see results all the time. And I can tell you right now, I want you to pick some very successful business owners that you know, some high net worth folks, some a lot of people out there. If you ask them about do they have a peer group that they turn to, or do they have a really regular group that they meet with, they may not use the term mastermind group, but I can tell you more times than not, they do. So this is a major success clue. Get yourself into a mastermind group.
Well, you know, it's funny, when you say why aren't people in one, or what people come up with for reasons. And one of the things that when I hear the term, that maybe this is what people might relate to, the idea that these are masters. Maybe how do I belong in a group of masters? Maybe there's some language, or there's some idea that how do I deliver value to a mastermind group?
Interesting. I like that. You know, everybody's got, like I said, a different definition, and anyone can be in a mastermind group. It's not one of. I want to be really clear here: is that it doesn't have to be a mentoring group, because one of the key elements that of, I guess, the Thomas style of what I'm promoting here as a mastermind group is that this is a very equal basis. You may have a diverse group of people in your mastermind group. In fact, I've always had a diverse group of individuals. And let me just pick on the real estate with the same theme. I'll go with this real estate investing one. That's just one type of group that I was in. And I've had different ones, even if it was just a men's support group. You know, I mean, a support mastermind group. I've done that as well. So let's pick on the real estate investing. We had a couple of brand new investors, a male and a female. So we kind of, you had mixed, you know, just worked for us. And we had a seasoned investor a seasoned creative investor, and we had another much more conventional commercial investor. And so we had different people for different experience, and that's exactly what we wanted. So it doesn't have to be one master and then other subordinates. And it doesn't have to be people that are in the exact place that you're in. So
well,
just kind of keep that in mind.
No, that's very significant. The that last thing you said about people not having to be in the same place that you're in, because mm-hmm. you could be it could be a bit of an overwhelming idea to some people. To be around, you know,
like,
think that they need to be around. They're going to be around people who are so high up that, you know, what do they bring to the table? And probably they bring far more than they even imagine.
Yeah, you know, I remember there was a woman I know here in San Diego, and she had heard this term mastermind group. And she was kind of telling me is that she hadn't gotten in one, but she really wanted to get in one. And she really wanted to mastermind with people that were more advanced in business than she was. And I don't believe she's in a mastermind group yet. I think we can waste a lot of time doing our best to try to find the most ideal mastermind group partners that we don't do anything. And that is that's a major no. I'd say that's a fail right there. Don't do that. It's sort of like, let me give you the example. I mean, you're a coach, and I certainly do coaching as well. It's like if you are looking for the most ideal coach for you, and you're still looking after months and years and stuff like that, you know what? Do a one-off. Get involved with some coach so you can at least go down the road to see if, you know, there's some value there or what you don't like.
Sure.
I mean, that's something that it's so, you know, that's something to add in there is that, I mean, let's recap. Let's make sure we recap here so we're not all over the place for the folks that are listening. You know, we're talking about a mastermind group. We're talking about getting together two or more people, ideally, let's say 3 to 5, all right, for our listeners. Let's say 3 to 5 people that you'd like to get together with to mastermind or put your heads together to focus in on helping you build business, build your business or something like that. So I'm just picking a topic here. You come together, you find out that you guys can at least get along so you can maintain some harmony here. You all discover that it's very important for you to get feedback from other people, so that's one of your unifying qualities. And you decide that being on time, meeting every other week, and meeting on the phone is a fit for you. Terrific. We have a lot of agreement here. That's good. That's good. And anything else that's important to you, whatever core values that you want to share with each other and how you operate, you want to make sure you share that. So you're getting all the administrative stuff out of the way. And then I think it's important to also agree, hey, we're going to do this for 90 days. I put a specific hard stop on this. What's cool about this is this takes away that feeling of, oh my gosh, am I going to have to be married to these people forever? How do I pry myself out if I don't like these people? I think that stops people from getting in a mastermind group. So I'm going to suggest you do it for 60, 90 days. 90 days seems to be a magic number for the groups that I've facilitated,
okay.
Whether I've been in them or not. There's just something about if you're meeting every other week, then as you get up to 90 days, you've really finally gotten to know how these people operate and whether you want to continue or not.
And when you continue, do you do another 90 days, or you say, okay, we're in?
I go for another 90 days. I got to be honest with you. Until you're at a point where there's just this ebb and flow of energy and rapport with your group, and that's the power of a mastermind group, which is different than just kind of an ad hoc meeting or a meetup group. You know, some people go to meetup.com
sure.
or they go to their networking group. What's different is because you've committed to certain things and you're committed to be there for each other, you actually build this level of rapport and trust. So that you look out for each other. That's something I've found over time in my mastermind groups. Is this is where the magic starts to happen because my mastermind group members, I'm currently in two groups right now, and one's business focused and one is personal focused. It's just a men's type of we're just supporting each other. It's just dudes in life, you know.
Okay.
And these are my brothers, and my other group, my brothers and sisters, I mean, we're tight. We would pretty much do anything for each other. And that's something that can happen over time.
Well, that's great. I'm in one. I've been actually on a, but it's one, I'm in a live mastermind, and it's much larger than the kind of mastermind that you're involved with. But I've been involved in what's called a men's circle for about the past 18 years. So that's been one great source for me.
Mm-hmm. So we got that one point, right? The 90 days?
I like that.
Trial? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, we're kind of keeping it simple because you can one of the things I've noticed is like you can experiment with this and you can get started, and then as you go along you'll find out what you don't like and what you do like, and you make modifications. Because at the end of the day, it's not Thomas Mangum's mastermind group. I mean, I've given you a place to start, but it should most certainly evolve. I always go with what a friend of mine said, you know, never idolize gurus out there. Always be your own guru.
Be your own guru.
Yeah, be your own guru. I mean, let's say we start you off with something. And, you know, start you off with some ideas and say, get five people together, you know, come up with a sample code of honor. You know, I can help you with that. And just come up with a sample code of honor, but just get started on the phone. Because you're going to find out after a couple weeks what works for you and what doesn't. And then you tweak, you know, what do they say, act, correct, to continue? You know, make, you know, act, okay, correct, continue, act, correct, continue.
Hmm. Sort of like being in a ship.
Sort of. Yeah, I like that. That's a nice analogy. Yeah, sort of like, navigating a ship, yeah.
Okay. Be your own guru, but that goes very well with. I know you're a big fan of the Mahatma Gandhi saying, "Be the change you want to be in the world," and that sort of is a very similar fit, isn't it?
It is. You know, I actually didn't actually connect those two until you just said that, and that's really powerful for me. So I appreciate that, primarily because I have this. I remember I went through this training, and probably one of my first and most influential mentors. I went through a boot camp type thing with him in 2002. And at the end of the boot camp, he gave out this like plaque thing that you're supposed to put a picture. And it was actually a real estate training. So I was supposed to put my first investment house in there and a picture of me in front of it. At the bottom, it said that Mahatma Gandhi saying, "Be the change that you wish to see in the world." And so that's always sits up in front of my desk. So, be the change that you wish to see. Yeah.
Do you also have a Thomas Mangum Time Man of the Year picture?
You know, I don't. That would be kind of inspirational.
Yeah. They do that. There's places that do that. That's why that came to mind. My cousin has.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Because from the right space, you know, from an abundant space versus like a, what do they call it, like egocentric space. I mean, I think there's a time and a place for that. I didn't mean to be that punny, but I think that can be very supportive, is like when you see yourself, like, you know, vision and anyway.
Well, it's speaking things into reality too.
Exactly. Yeah.
Even if it's not the specific thing you're speaking into reality, but just like it helps lift you up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you had a thought, you said so?
I guess, you know, I want to make sure that people are complete as far as some of the different format pieces. And I think that's where like a written report can kind of help, because, you know, there are some pieces to this. So that you can get started. So we talked about selecting members. We talked about how many people make sense. We talked about how often. I've always found every other week the best. Some people do it on a daily basis or a weekly basis. That's a little much for me. It all depends. And again, this is where you become your own guru. If that works for you, great. The key thing that I'm a big fan for, because I see something that you may not see, and that is the results from some really amazingly successful mastermind groups. And one of the keys or the secrets, if you will, to success is dividing the time equally. So that if we have if we have five people and it's an hour, that means you divide, take the 60 minutes and you divide that five into it there. I mean,
sure.
That's all the time you get. Now, if you do that math,
20 minutes,
you're going to find that is, it's not a whole lot of time each. You know, and a lot of people, even if they look at it on the piece of paper and they go, well, that's not a lot of time I have for sharing what's going on in my life. And I said, well, you better get concise. That's the power of a mastermind group, you know, versus a chat session. If you just want to be listened to, that's fine, but you've got 5 minutes to do it. If we can serve you best, and that's one of the questions I like to ask folks is, let me give you an example of a format. Let's say you get together your mastermind group, Andrew, and a very easy, easy format is you take a few minutes each and you go around the circle and you check in about where you're coming from. Like, hey, this is what's been going on in my life, bam, bam, and bam, and just wanted to update you that the things I said I would do last time I did, and these couple of things I didn't. Great. Done. Joseph, you're next. Give me a quick check-in. All right? Done. And he's getting the same time you do, Andrew, and then Thomas is the same amount of time. Go to David. Hey, this is what's going on, and you're done with your check-in time. Now let's go around the circle again. And let's say that Andrew, you're on the hot seat now, or you have a spotlight question, and this is the time for you to ask that burning question. Hey, how can I best monetize my radio show? And, you know, you just want to shut up after that. You don't want to keep talking it out because you only have 5 minutes. You have a specific amount of time. And so you want to leverage it. So you ask your question, and then we start saying, just throwing things out. Now, you may not like some of the ideas that we throw out. Just hush up, because we're just throwing them on the table. And I think that's one of the powerful things in a mastermind group is we're not working out whether we, in this type of mastermind group, we're using the time to generate ideas. We're not using the time to process them all. We can follow up on that later on. But while we have all these five people together focused on your question, we want to just knock them out. Hey, listen, you could get a sponsor, Andrew, for your radio show. Hey, you could sell advertising. Hey, you could whatever, 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 whatever. And the more quiet you are, the more ideas you're going to get. Right? When you think about using the time.
Sure.
And then when we get finished focusing it on you, now let's zoom out and take a look at how powerful this actually is. It's like having your own private board of advisors. It's like having four other coaches focused on you. That's powerful.
Very powerful.
Let's just say this is a free one. I mean, there are paid mastermind groups out there. But shoot, I mean, you can get one started, you know, for free if you really want one. You know, get a bunch of friends together, and they're focused on you for that few minutes. Now, why are they so supportive of you? Because they know their turn is coming up. Because then it goes over to David. And then David gets to ask his question. Now, you, Andrew, have switched from the person we're focusing in on, and now everybody is focused on David. You're not still scribbling down notes. You're not answering email or anything like that. You are laser focused on David right now to give him the ideas or input that he's looking for to support him the best you can. Some days you're not going to have ideas. And the other day, and other times, you're going to be full, and you just start throwing out stuff. That's an important piece, is that you're completely present on him. Now, since he was so present on you for even like the shortest time of 5 minutes, there's going to be a law of reciprocity, which you're automatically going to be, whoa, you're totally going to be focused on him and happy to do it because you were so fortunate to receive so much attention.
So it's only natural.
It's a very natural thing. And this is one of the things I cannot teach anybody on the phone right now. The radio. I'm not able to really, you know, that's something you kind of got to take a deep breath, listeners, and you're just going to, okay, I don't really quite feel that piece. Well, yet you're not in it yet. And just trust me, is that go into the process and experiment. This is when you just need to do it. And simply be present for someone else, because when you're present for someone else and you give them that very present, focused attention for even a few minutes, they will feel it, they will receive it, and their kind of, I guess, emotional mental bank account will go up. And then when it becomes the other person's turn, they are just going to deliver for you.
I have to ask you, just going back a few minutes, as you mentioned that there are paid mastermind groups, and tell me a little bit about that. Why do people pay for them? What are they paying for?
Repeat that question. I got a little interference there.
Okay. The paid mastermind groups. What are people paying for? Why are there paid mastermind groups? Tell me about that.
Well, sometimes, for instance, I've been the facilitator called in for a company's mastermind groups, and because I wasn't physically a part of the mastermind group, so their members paid in, like they had paid a membership to participate in that particular group. Some are paid, depending on who's there. There are different level mastermind groups. There's platinum mastermind groups, gold. And, you know, some people out there charge you. Like, for instance, I'm just picking on this because I don't know this for sure, but it's entirely possible. What if Jack Canfield said, listen, I am accepting 4 people to mastermind with me, to put a mastermind group together. And so if you'd like to get together on a regular basis and we have a group like that, then it's going to cost you this. Sometimes it's worthwhile. You know, you've got to decide.
I would definitely pay big money to have Jack Canfield personally part of my mastermind group.
Wow. So there are two reasons.
Yeah.
So there are two different things. One is you can have a celebrity type of person in the mastermind group. And frankly, that might be a little bit more of a mentoring group.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to split hair. This is just semantics, I think, for
sure.
A lot of people, because don't throw a rock at me with the semantics. And then other times, like with me, it's not uncommon. I've had people say, listen, Thomas, can we pay you to come in and observe the first few minutes of our mastermind groups once a month? And we really don't want you to participate. We just want you to monitor it because we want to ask you questions and then debrief afterwards to see if there are things that we can do to tweak our mastermind group and get a better performance out of it.
Okay, got it. That makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. That's possible, too. And then everybody's going to kick in. So.
Sure. That makes sense, too. So, I just lost my thought, and it was a brilliant one.
It's always the case.
I hate when that happens. I'm sorry. I'm just completely blanking on the thought that I had just 2 seconds ago.
How about if it comes back, it comes back. I want to finish up that the last piece to going around in a circle, because I want to give you guys a really, really simple format, agenda, if you will. I'm going to give you, in fact, you don't have to write on these numbers, but, and I can just email these to you, no big deal.
Sure, please.
But the first cycle around, we're going around to each person equally for the exact same amount of time. See, now I can't give you the exact time because it depends on how many people. So the exact amount of time, we take a couple minutes to go around and do a check-in. Then next time we go around and I use that example of putting Andrew on the hot seat. And the question to ask is, or the statement to tell the rest of the group is something like this. Guys, you can support me today by listening to my idea and giving me some feedback. Or you can support me today by giving me advice on how to monetize my radio show, how to solve my problem. So you're being very specific with what kind of support that you want. Now everybody goes around for the exact amount of time for that. Now, as we're wrapping it up, my suggestion is that everyone make some promises or some actions or some commitments to go away with. So they didn't just get ideas. So let me give an example. Comes back around to you, Andrew, and you say, you know, thanks so much for the support. I promise to investigate getting sponsors for my radio show by the end of the week. Now, what's powerful about that? A is you're making a public commitment. I call it, a promise, really. I suggest you say promise. And then you're giving a specific date. Now, this is just optional, but it's so you've checked in, you've gotten some information. Well, what are you going to do with it? And then everybody goes around and makes a promise. And then I wrap up my calls with gratitudes and any kind of logistics for next time. So, for instance, we come back around and say, thank you for the support today. I'm so grateful for having you guys in my life and just for someone to focus in and give me some honest feedback. And we just keep going around, and we just end on a real high note.
That sounds like a really great element to add and to end it really powerfully.
Yeah, and it's very good. What's interesting about this, all of this is fast and furious. I mean, really, all of it is very efficient because why? We agreed to it ahead of time. We agreed to be as efficient as possible for this hour of time, and you're going to be amazed at how much is accomplished in just a couple of minutes.
Got it. Now, by the way, my question came back. This is very exciting. So what I'd like to ask you is, if you can, without violating any confidentiality, are there any stories that you could tell me that are the end result that came out of a mastermind group?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, where could I even start with that one? I've been around a lot of the business building mastermind groups, a lot of real estate investing mastermind groups.
Yes.
And I tell you, when you put brain trust like that together, I mean, your mastermind group will turn into essentially your private board of advisors and a brain trust.
Yes.
When you guys are focusing in on each other, the ideas will pour out like nobody's business. Nobody holds back anymore. I mean, resources will be shared. For instance, I remember this one project, and there was specifically this real estate commercial investing group. They got together, and they had a I don't know. I can't give you the exact numbers, but it was multi. It was like, I don't know, somewhere between 15 and 17 million for a commercial real estate investment project.
Mm-hmm.
And they got together and you know, they were having a tough time getting this funded. But it was really great. They put a mastermind group together with the person that had the project and other people that were really good connectors. Now, what's a nice thing about that is nobody held back with coming up with resources for them. It wasn't just like asking a friend. They really turned it out, and I don't know the right term to use right now, set them up, hook them up big time with resources and people because they had gotten so much value from their mastermind group in the first place.
Okay.
And I think that's one, it's those types of examples that I'm not going to give you super specific examples. I know. Everybody always wants those examples from me.
Right.
And the trick is, and here's why this is the trick. It's sort of like, I always think in here is like, at what point does that have anything to do with the what you're going to get from it? And I know that's kind of confrontational. But, you're a coach. You know how that is. It's like,
sure.
Hey, give me some examples of what you've done with your clients. And we can always share that kind of stuff. And maybe I'm cynical. I probably am. Maybe I'm cynical about the whole thing. But it's just like, you know what? I think that generally serves to impress because it really – and I'm not sure how much that has to do with the individual because it's all up to what the individual actually wants and them getting really serious about what they're willing to do. In fact, you probably saw that over on thomasmangum.com. I actually posted a video about that, about what are you willing to do? I know you're able to do it, but what are you willing to do? You need to get really honest about that. And the same thing happens in the mastermind group. Let's come back around to that. This is where you want to get honest with your mastermind group members and really say, you know what? What are you willing to do to build your business to whatever? What are you willing to do to get that commercial, that $17 million commercial project funded? Because isn't that an honest question? I mean, you're a coach. You know how important and powerful that kind of question is.
Absolutely.
Because it's not the resource. You know, it's like I could say, you know what? I've got three friends that they're financiers and venture capitalists, and I could definitely hook you up with an appointment with that, Andrew, to fund that $17 million commercial project. And I don't have a problem doing that one at all. Here's the issue. I know you're able to make contact with them, and you've got the resources. Are you willing to do it? Because why should I share it if you're not really willing to do something with it?
Well, I think that that's really a key. I mean, that's, you know, coaching is in such a great, to a great extent, it's about action. And without action, without your commitments and willingnesses, nothing's going to happen. I could say all I want how much about I'd love to do this. I'd love to lose 30 pounds. And then I don't do anything about it. Well, the only result I'm going to get is the same 30 pounds.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I really want to make sure that, you know, everyone goes away with mastermind groups can be as simple or as complex as you want. And it's so important, and please keep it as simple as possible. If you found a couple of things perhaps confusing or that kind of thing, just understand you can always contact Coach Andrew or you can contact me. And I'm, you know, this is something I'm passionate about. And Andrew, I know you're a passionate coach. I mean, give me a break. Just have to listen to some of your shows and hang out with you. And so when you're around people that are really passionate like this, ask a few questions. And if you are willing to act on some of the suggestions, and if what you want in your life, the whole reason you're getting together in a mastermind group, for instance, or hiring a coach, if that's really important to you, and if you're physically able, then you want to ask that question: am I willing to do what it takes? Am I willing to whatever, you know, reach out to some people and start this thing? And if the answer is yes, then get busy with it. And we love it as coaches. Shoot, we love it when you're taking action on some of the things we say. And guess what? You will always get more advice, and you're going to be top of mind. It feeds us.
Yeah, you know, it gives. I know for me, it's just a validation that what I'm doing is working.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, it's just a lot of fun.
Yeah. Hey. Gosh, do we have, if we don't have time, then well, I guess we'll have to do something else about this. Can I leave just a couple of reasons that mastermind groups fail so we can get that out of the way?
Yeah, great question. I wish I asked it. Go on.
Okay. Hey, listen, really quickly, because I think we're on a time limit here. The main reasons, these are my top three. Top three reasons that I find that mastermind groups fail, or for whatever, people just bitch and moan about it, or just like, my mastermind group sucks, or something like that. Number one is ongoing debate over what a mastermind group is or isn't. Can you believe people get all antsy about what the label is and what it means and all of that? Listen, I don't care what you call it. Really, let it go. Just let the label go. Make sure when you get together with your people, you're clear on your common objective and what you guys want to commit, what you will commit, and what you won't commit. The rest of it is just a distraction. You can call it a synergy group for all I care. You can call it support group, rap group. I don't care. Just that's number one. I'm serious. People don't get started because they're still screwing around with what they call it.
Right.
And then the other one, and it's silly, but it's just true. And then they call me. It's like, can you help us? Hey, I don't mind. I can do it.
Absolutely. So if you're out there, you're ready to start, and you're confused, you want help, this is the man to call, Thomas Mangum. So,
that's
Thomas,
right.
Tell us again how to get to find you, where's the best place, and anything else you'd like to tell us in our next 90 seconds.
Yeah, connectwiththomas.com. Connectwiththomas.com, you'll see that I can help facilitate your group, and follow me over on Twitter. I mean, you can find all the information at connectwiththomas.com. As a matter of fact, if you follow me on Twitter and ask me the other two reasons that mastermind groups fail, and I'll post that out there or on Facebook. How's that?
Twitter name? Your Twitter name is?
Thomas Mangum, but they can find it at Connect with Thomas.
Okay, great. Okay, Thomas, I'm very amazingly, our hour is just about up. We have a few seconds left. I want to thank you so very much for a wonderful show, for being on with me for the second time. I have learned a tremendous amount. I look forward to reading your report. And to everyone listening, thank you so much for listening here on Blog Talk Radio. And next week on Coach's Corner, we will be having an interview expert, Gail Murphy. Thanks again, and we'll see you in a week. Good night.